20 years ago this week, planes crashed into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. On the other side of the world, Israelis and Palestinians were deep into the Second Intifada. NPR's Daniel Estrin spoke to some who were involved in that fight. They think that the aftermath of 9/11 affected their conflict in ways still evident today.
On September 11, 2001, American television viewers saw this scene from Jerusalem. This is Fox News.
The V sign for victory being displayed in East Jerusalem today among jubilant Palestinians.
Some were jubilant to see Israel's ally America hit. Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian leader, ordered his security services to quickly quash any scattered celebrations. And he issued a statement. Aide Nabil Amr tells me he helped him draft it.
We want to send a message to the world. We are not with Al-Qaeda and its activities, that we are completely against the terror.
At that time, the Second Intifada, the Palestinian uprising with militant bombings and shootings and attacks by Israeli troops, had been going on for a year. Palestinians were fighting for an independent state, but Amr says Arafat was worried Palestinians would be labeled terrorists. Nasser Jumaab was once a leader of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade's militant group. We walk up stone steps to a historic Turkish bathhouse in the West Bank city of Nablus, where his men would hold meetings. He says Arafat's emissaries told them he wanted to take a major step and end the Intifada because America had declared war on terror. He feared the world wouldn't be sympathetic to the Palestinians' armed fight. And for a short time, violence decreased. Retired Israeli Army Brigadier General Shlomo Brom thinks it was an opportunity that could have changed history.
Yasser Arafat wanted to distance himself from this axis of evil. And the only way to do it was to stop the Intifada. But he didn't stop. And not because of Yasser Arafat, because of the Israeli side. We missed this opportunity.
In January 2002, Israel killed a top West Bank militant, restarting a policy of assassinations.
When you get this intelligence about the bad guys, you want to kill them. So we couldn't overcome the urge.
Not everyone puts the blame on Israel, and former Commander Juma says Arafat couldn't control all the militants anyway. In March 2002, a suicide bomber killed 30 civilians during a Passover meal at an Israeli hotel. Amos Gilad was a senior army officer then.
In Passover, the moment I got the message, I said, that's it. Now we would invade.
6 months after 9/11, Israel launched a full-scale invasion of the West Bank, with tanks on the streets, killing hundreds of Palestinians. Israel's view was the U.S. would understand.
It's an American expression. Very simple one. Terror is terror.
The peace process for a two-state solution never fully regained momentum. Israelis widely believe their security requires keeping the West Bank under their control. Retired Brigadier General Brom says that's the legacy of the gruesome violence of the Intifada.
It completely destroyed the mutual trust between the two sides. Completely destroyed, and it never returned.
Nasser Jumaab, the former militant, thinks the aftermath of the September 11th attacks brought an end to the dream of a Palestinian state, as the U.S. and Arab states had other things to deal with besides forcing compromise between Israelis and Palestinians. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Nablus, the West Bank.